Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Blog Talks Radio Show on every evening, 6:30 Monday through Friday, and 11 o'clock at times on Saturday and Sunday. And a little bit of a background of the nature of this show. This show is a politically incorrect. It is not a politically correct show. It is a show in which we aim at critical thinking to arrive at truth and facts and to understand the issues in our society. We are not concerned with media hype, media lies, or media falsehoods. We are concerned with truth and facts obtained by the use of our faculties, and we are not going to be convinced or propagandize you with any media or lies and falsehoods. Second, I am a Christian, and I maintain this position 100% through my entire life since my baptism, and I am not abandoning that position. I adhere to the words of the Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed, and the Athanasian Creed, and the full authority of Holy Scripture, and the great Christian writers of the past, and near present, C.S. Lewis, G.K. Chesterton, St. Augustine, St. Paul, etc. Third, I am a host of two radio shows, a podcast show, which has a Christian orientation, has been visited by many people from Muslim countries all over the world, and over 4,000 people from 76 countries have visited these podcasts. And also, I have this Blog Talk radio show, also has a Christian orientation, and it has been visited by Saudi Arabia, Iran, and many Muslim countries, and many countries all over the world. And so I also have written over 500 blogs, which are also uploaded on academia.edu and on my website and are available for the general public. And again, many people from many Muslim countries and China, it's true of China, atheist, agnostic China, has visited my podcast, Blog Talk Radio Show, and my blogs. Next, I am a writer. I've written 10 books. I've written 3 Christian books, Essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, and a book on the parables. The book on the parables analyzes and interprets the 41 parables, which are available on my website, again, on academia.edu, and on my social media. And also, Essays in the Christian Worldview has had a national and international bestseller. And 2 of my law books, Select Legal Topics, Volume 1 and 2, are also available on Amazon and are quite good sellers. I am preparing to write other books, a book on the Psalms I've completed. I am completing a book on the miracles in the Bible and on the sayings of Christ. And I'm posting the sayings of Christ in my interpretation gradually over the months and years to make them available to all my friends and colleagues and relatives and generally the general public. That's as much as I want to say about myself tonight and talk on this show about various things. Sometimes I talk about theological issues. Last night I talked about political issues, political code words. I also talk about other issues, English literature and American literature. I'm a great fan of literature and of American and English literature. I think it's very needful and wonderful, and I was privileged to be able to read these books, as well as the classical authors, Greek and Latin, through much of my younger life in school. I have 6 years of graduate education in law and in theology and the type of thing I just mentioned to you. I do analyze these English writers as well as give you theological insights and also insights into politics. I'd like to talk about one of my very favorite English authors of English literature, one of the greatest, John Bunyan. And I want to speak of and seek to understand the life and work of this very great writer of the past, the author of a very wonderful book, a great allegory called The Pilgrim's Progress, and his great autobiography, Grace Abounding to the Chief of Sinners. 2 fantastic books. an allegory, a great allegory, The Pilgrim's Progress, and his great, equally great autobiography, Grace Abounding to the Chief of Sinners, a significant title for a very humble man who understood that he was encased in sin. And he had that insight. John Bunyan was born in 1628 and died in 1688 and was an English writer and Puritan preacher. He was a Puritan preacher. He wasn't an Anglican. He wasn't an adherent of the Church of England. He was a Presbyterian or Congregationalist, a Puritan preacher, best known for his allegory, The Pilgrim's Progress. But he wrote many other books, including The Life and Death of Mr. Badman and Grace Abounding, a very wonderful book that I have enjoyed all my life, Grace Abounding to the Chief of Sinners. He was born near Bedford and had some schooling, and he joined the Parliamentary Army during the first stage of the English Civil War. He took up the trade of a tinker. He took the Republican cause, and he joined the Parliamentary Army, which had deposed King Charles at the first stage of the English Civil War, and he took up the trade of a tinker and joined a Puritan meeting called the Bedford Meeting, a nonconformist group meeting, non-Anglican, non-Church of England group, in Bedford, and became a preacher. So he joined the Bedford Meeting, a Puritan nonconformist group, took up the trade of a tinker, joined the Parliamentary Army in the stage of the English Civil War with Cromwell, became a preacher, and after the restoration of the monarchy, he had opposed the monarchy and joined the Parliamentary Army. He was arrested and spent the next 12 years in jail. Unfortunately, he was arrested for being a dissident, for joining the Parliamentary Army and being a nonconformist, non-Anglican, and he spent the next 12 years in jail. And during this time, he wrote this wonderful spiritual autobiography, a very insightful title, Grace Abounding to the Chief of Sinners, and began work on his most famous work, The Mill Pilgrim's Progress, which was not published until some years after his release from prison. Very popular author, very, very widely published, very popular man in his time, with Pilgrim's Progress and Grace Abounding. So he married, took up the trade of a tinker, enlisted in the Parliamentary Army, and joined this Bedford Meeting, a nonconformist, meaning non-Church of England, Puritan, Presbyterian, Congregationalist, nonconformist meeting, and began to preach in the church and the surrounding areas. He became a real, real evangelist. In 1658, his wife died, leaving him with four small children, one of them blind. And he was arrested for attending a religious gathering other than at the parish church, the Anglican parish church. He was arrested, as I mentioned. His trial took place in 1661. He was sentenced to 3 years imprisonment, was extended to 12 years for his refusal to give up preaching. So, as I said, he was arrested for attending a non-Anglican religious gathering other than at the parish church. His trial took place in 1661, and he was sentenced to 3 years imprisonment, which was extended to 12, for his refusal to give up preaching. In prison, he wrote his two wonderful books that I have read and reread. He wrote Grace Abounding to the Chief of Sinners, a title I will never forget, and started work on Pilgrim's Progress. After his release from jail, he continued to write and preach, and continued as pastor of the Bedford Meeting and preaching throughout the countryside. After his release, he continued his preaching and his nonconformist activities on behalf of the Bedford Meeting. In 1688, he was caught in a storm and fell ill with a fever and died. As many people, when they catch a cold in those days, it was pretty bad. So he was caught in 1688. He was caught in a storm and fell ill with a fever and died. And some of the work that Bunyan published consisted of 42 titles, 42 volumes. And in 1656, he published his first work, Some Gospel Truth, but he is best known for his wonderful allegory, for which he is best known, written during his imprisonment, The Pilgrim's Progress, From Earthly Paradise to Heaven Itself. His further works included The Life and Death of Mr. Badman, The Pilgrim's Progress, The Holy War, and Grace Abounding to the Chief of Sinners. So, as I say, these are very wonderful allegorical works, very fine written work by this man. The Life and Death of Mr. Badman, The Pilgrim's Progress, Part 2, The Holy War, and Grace Abounding to the Chief of Sinners. Bunyan's main legacy is his great allegory, The Pilgrim's Progress, which I read and enjoyed in my early high school years and can never forget. It is a deep and profound allegory of the omission of how a human being goes through life on earth and makes his way to the joy and love of Christ in heaven. His main legacy is his great allegory, The Pilgrim's Progress, which I read and enjoyed in my early high school years. I will never forget it. I have it right here on my shelf anytime I want to read it. I also particularly love his spiritual autobiography with this fantastic, profound title, Grace Abounding to the Chief of Sinners. He recognized his encasement in sin. He knew it and believed it and adhered to it as a person. I love Bunyan most of all for his fervent and zealous Christian faith. That is what attracts me to him. It is what attracts me to his writings. I love Bunyan, and I ask you to love him all, my dear friends and literary lovers of literature. I love Bunyan most of all for his fervent and zealous Christian faith, as reflected in his books, The Pilgrim's Progress, The Holy War, Grace Abounding to the Chief of Sinners, and The Life and Death of Mr. Badman. I was brought up in that Christian faith. Since my baptism in 1948, I've never wavered from it one iota. And John Bunyan, in his works in life, that's why I read his books. That's why I want to know more about him as I can. I deeply love his piety, which I have never ceased to be amazed with. I was brought up in that faith since my baptism. I've never wavered from it one iota. And John Bunyan, in his works in life, reflects that faith. And I deeply love his deep-seated piety, which I've never ceased to be amazed with and treasured as an inspiration. I've never ceased to be amazed with and treasured with his piety as an inspiration. As seen in Pilgrim's Progress, as seen in The Life and Death of Mr. Badman, as seen in the author's autobiography, Grace Abounding to the Chief of Sinners, and in his zealous and fervent Christian faith. I've never ceased to be amazed with and treasured him as an inspiration. The books I mentioned are great books. They're the greatest books by a great pious man, a great Christian, that I will never give up or forget. So my dear students and parents, get Bunyan's books, and you will grow to love this great Christian thinker as I do, and will always have him as part of my life. My dear students and parents, get to the library, go to Barnes & Noble, go to your independent bookstore, get Bunyan's book, and you will grow to love this great Christian thinker, this man of outstanding piety, as I do, and I will always have him as part of my life. I hope you've enjoyed this broadcast, and I've enjoyed speaking, and I hope that you will give some time to reflect on what I say, and that you will go to my website and get this biographical sketch of a great English writer, thinker, theologian, and Christian apologist, John Bunyan. It's on my website. It's on social media. You might find it interesting. If you don't know about this man, maybe when you read this essay, you will come to know and possibly accord a value to his thought and his piety and his love of Christ. I thank you for listening to me, and it's a privilege to speak about such a man in the past who still speaks to me in Pilgrim's Progress and in Grace Abandoned to the Chief of Sinners. He still speaks to me every day in his literary work and in the product of his mind and thinking. Thank you very much. Bye.